Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know it's never too late to start exercising.
Oh, it isn't.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting till later.
Me too.
Then it still won't be too late.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right. You ready for some more nonsense?
You got some more nonsense.
Oh,
okay.
There's always nonsense.
Always
nonsense. Yes. There's life without Facebook and the internet?
What?
Really? Send me the link.
Oh,
like
dear.
I'd like to check that out.
Oh, dear.
All you need is love.
Yes.
But a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Amen. That's yep. Gravy, yep. Right there.
Right. Yeah. I am not weird. I'm limited edition.
Oh, limited edition.
Andy 2.0.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you don't want a 2.0 of Andy, trust me.
Yeah.
All right. Love your enemies. It ticks them off.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Love them to death. Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness.
You got it. Yeah. Don't drink to forget me.
Okay.
You'll end up seeing me double.
Boy, there's a lot of wisdom in that.
Right. You'll see me twice. Right. Yeah. All right. I'm not important. It's not important to win. It's important to make the other guy lose.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the important part.
That's the important part of
that
it.
That he lose.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You know, and I have decided I am way too lazy to be lazy. I mean, if you...
Stop and think
well,
about
you've
that.
Well, you've got to be really on the ball to think up excuses.
Oh, you do.
So
yeah.
I'm just too lazy to do
Yeah, there
that.
Are people out there that work harder at getting out of work than actually doing the work. So yeah.
You know, that's a true statement.
Yeah.
Maybe there are no excuses to be lazy, but hey, I'm still looking.
I'm looking for one.
I'm gonna find it.
I know it's out there somewhere.
I know I can find it. Yeah. Right. Let's see. Life doesn't have any hands, but it sure can give you a slap sometimes.
Oh man, yeah.
Yep, true story.
Right in the pie hole.
Yep, right. Yes, officer, I saw the speed limit. I just didn't see you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Where were you
at? That's right. Yeah. Do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, because you saw me before I saw you.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Never take life seriously. Nobody gets out of it alive.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
As much as you like to, you don't
Well, have. There is that, too. Yeah, there are no stupid questions. Just stupid people. Okay.
All
right. Right. Yep. I have invented a new hairstyle.
Oh, really?
It's called I Tried.
I Tried.
Hey, that's it.
I did what I could.
You get what you get.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. You can't have everything. Where would you put it?
No kidding.
You can't store it all.
Oh,
there aren't enough storage units.
No.
If you had everything.
Everything.
Right. I don't mean to push all your buttons. I was just looking for the mute button.
Yeah. Is it this one?
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I've said this before. I'm really good at multitasking.
Uh-huh.
I can listen, ignore, and forget all at the same time.
Yeah.
I used to tell some of my colleagues on the commission I was multitasking. I can talk and tick you off at the same time.
Multitasking.
You betcha. Yeah, that's right. Always smile today because tomorrow will probably be worse.
Oh, there is always that.
And it will be.
Yeah.
Right. To the guy who created imaginary numbers in math, I hate you.
Yeah.
We're...
Yeah.
Got
Where
a great show coming at us. Here we go. Michael Hurwitz, Gary
McMahon,
Dave Stamey, Homer and Jethro, Bryn Hill. Let's start with Corb Lund. Hurtin' Albert.
I guess.
Oh, they're hurting Albertans.
Hey,
yeah, there you go. Corb won. You got her. Oh, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Sure glad you're riding along with us. This one came from our good friend Duke Edwards.
That's right,
who
yeah.
Who is recovering from yet another surgery. Yeah. What he says, you guys need to do a show on what hurts the most.
What hurts the most.
So yeah, is it either your pride or your person that hurts the most when you get hurt?
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's my pride.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I'm
at the stage in my life.
Sure.
When you lose muscle,
yeah,
it stays gone.
Yeah, it doesn't come back.
It doesn't come back.
No, you're right on there, brother. Yeah. And what hurts the most is the fact that you can't do what you used to do.
Exactly.
I think that's what hurts me the most.
Yeah, when your sons look at you and say, step aside, old man.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let me do that.
Are you coming with? If I got to think twice about it, then it's no.
No.
I'm not coming with you.
No.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
It's true. It's either that, it's that. Or it's the embarrassment from whatever accident, injury, whatever you just participated in, right?
Uh-huh.
What hurt you the most? The kick in the face or or dad getting on you about sneaking up behind?
Well, you know, that was a good lesson. I'm here to tell you. I never have forgotten that lesson.
Well, neither have I.
Yeah.
I remember the aftermath to it. It was, yeah.
You know what was interesting? It never knocked me unconscious.
Yeah.
But it knocked me blind.
It sure knocked you goofy. I will tell you that. You lost your sight for
I was briefly, you know, and I was bouncing around there and finally bumped into Dad. And
yeah.
I just had to hold on there for a second.
Yeah.
And I remember my vision coming back and looking up into Dad's face. And he was looking down at me and he says, well.
Yeah.
Do you learn your lesson?
Learn your lesson. Yes, I won't sneak up on a horse and swat him on the hind end.
You do not sneak up on horses.
I remember how goofy it knocked you. You were just off the
all
rest of the day.
The rest of the day, yes, I was off. Yeah.
We need to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Bren Hill is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.